faster, easier way to clean your bathtub and kitchen sink, change to Babbo, the amazing cleaner that dissolves grease. The makers of Babbo present Laura Lawton, the story of what it means to be the wife of one of the richest, most attractive men in all America. The story of the conflict between love and riches in a world so many dream of, but where so few dreams come true. Ladies, if you'd like extra time to cool off these hot summer days, just listen to this. In a national survey, we asked nearly 6,000 housewives to compare Babbo with ordinary cleansers, timing the speed of each. Reports from the women who took part show that the time Babbo saved adds up to an average of over a half hour a day. Yes, the housewives who took part in the survey saved over 30 minutes a day simply by using Babbo. And here's why. 90% of your daily scouring is caused by grease. Babbo dissolves grease. And with grease dissolved, dirt and stubborn stains wipe gently off in a flash. So get grease-dissolving Babbo today. See if you, too, don't save more than a half hour a day to keep cool. And now, Laura Lawton. Laura knows that her husband, Peter Carver, has decided not to consent to the operation which will restore his mind to its original clarity and balance. Knows that he prefers to stay at Hopewell Hospital for the criminally insane. But now, after telling Laura of his feelings, Peter is alone in his room, looking out of the barred window.
It happens in plays and stories seen like this. The big renunciation scene, when someone lies to someone else and tells him or her to go away. That's the scene Laura and I just played. Only much better than in fiction, I think. Because she believes me. She believes that I've stopped loving her. I've hurt her very badly. But I've given her something, I think. A future, perhaps. Chance to get out of the whole mess that the Carver family and the Carver shipyards mean to her. I can stay here. I can rot here. But at least the days will go and Laura will get used to them. Soon she won't be hurt anymore. The days will go, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. And on each one of them, I shall say, Laura, I love you. Laura, this day that brings you closer to forgetting me is my little gift to you.
Laura walks carefully down the corridor after leaving Peter's room. Carefully, as if she were following a chalked line, walks to the garden of the superintendent's cottage. Mrs. Kenzie, waiting at the white gate of the cottage, knows by Laura's walk what has happened, and the wisdom that is born of many years as the wife of the superintendent of Hopewell fortifies her as she now says,
Laura, you can have the garden to yourself, or I'll sit with you if you like. You just say.
I don't think I should be alone, Mrs. Kenzie. Do you mind?
I want to help you, Laura.
I was right, you know, when I talked to you about Peter's attitude.
Yes.
I was quite right.
Yes.
He has no intention of fighting his way back. He doesn't love me anymore.
Laura.
He's told me what to do.
What are you to do, Laura?
I'm to go away. I'm to sell the shipyards. I'm to forget him.
As if you could.
I told him that, but don't you see, Mrs. Kenzie, the very fact that Peter can believe I could do that is so revealing.
Laura, how can you possibly think that you are reacting sensibly now to whatever Peter has said? My dear girl, you're not made of steel. You've been through a dreadful time. You can't possibly make head or tail out of what Peter said to you.
But I can, Mrs. Kenzie. Peter doesn't want to have anything to do with me, so I'll go away.
Laura, do whatever you want to do, but be sure you've thought it out carefully first.
No. Thinking things out carefully hasn't helped me up until now. The less thinking I do, the better. I'm going home today.
Very well, dear.
Why don't I feel this more, Mrs. Kenzie?
Well, I can understand that, Laura.
I wish you'd explain it to me, then.
Laura, what Peter has said to you has acted as a sort of anesthetic. You're walking through a nightmare of pain and anguish. But you're numb, actually. Your senses, your mind, and your heart.
And when I come to?
When you come to, you will need someone with you. Laura, you have a friend in that casewoman, Peter's secretary. When you go to Washington, let her help you. Do that much for me. Go to your friend and let her see you through this bitter time.
And while Mrs. Kenzie talks with Laura, her husband, Dr. Paul Kenzie, comes into Peter's room.
I got myself dressed, Dr. Kenzie. Is that in the regulations?
Certainly, Mr. Carver, if you're well enough.
Oh, and obviously I'm well enough. Dr. Valancourt says I'm in tip-top condition, except for the small matter of my brain.
Yes, I concur in that opinion.
Well, then, I shouldn't be receiving all this extra attention, should I? A room, special meals, and so on?
Why not? Pre-operative care, Mr. Carver. It's a matter of routine.
Pre-operative care. There we have it. Have you ever noticed, Doctor, how our minds lead us into the main subject of a meeting, even though we deliberately waltz around it? What I mean is, the real reason for my asking to see you now is out in the open.
Is it indeed?
Yes, the cards are on the table. You laid them there when you said I was having preoperative care.
Did I?
Because that was a cue, you see. A cue for me to say either, oh yes, that's right, I'm about to have an operation. Or, I'm not going to consent to the operation.
Well, yes, Mr. Carver, and which is it?
No operation.
I see.
I've informed my wife what my decision is, and the rest of the machinery is in your hands. In other words, I'm the man who was brought here, diagnosed as criminally insane after having murdered Bessie Harris.
I see.
I can't be coerced into the operation.
No, we can't do a thing to help you.
Oh, but you see, it wouldn't help.
There we disagree. All opinions state that this operation would cure you.
Oh, that I know, I know. Valancourt can make my mind perfectly well again. The thing you can't cure are the facts. The murder, the scandal, the complete disintegration of my world, you see, which brought down with it the worlds of very many other people.
Mr. Carver,
there's a list of people whose worlds I destroyed. Do you know that? I jotted them down, the names of the people whose world I destroyed. And lo, Laura Lawton's name led all the rest. Strange. Laura is very stubborn, you know. She won't believe I don't love her anymore.
Well, then I shouldn't try to persuade her.
I shan't be seeing her again. We agreed to that. So it'll be of no consequence. And then my sister. You know my sister Gail?
When Mrs. McDonald came to see you, I met her. We had several conversations.
Poor Gail. I destroyed her world twice, you know. When I married Laura, my little sister had to take a back seat. That rather warped her, I think. And now I've really made the poor child pretty unhappy.
She will survive.
Yes. There's May Case, an almost extinct form of humanity, May Case, the devoted secretary who loves the family and cherishes the family business. Poor May.
I don't think you should feel any remorse for what a sick mind caused you to do, Mr. Carver.
Oh, come. My mind is sick, but not my conscience, Doctor. My conscience walks with me through the sleepless nights and then repeats my little list to me.
Go on, Mr. Carver.
The list goes on. It includes the entire personnel of the shipyards. By the way, they are to be sold to anyone who'll buy them. The Carver name will end on the records of an insane asylum. Quite a note, isn't it?
Yes, that would be unfortunate.
Oh, watch your verbs, Doctor. Would is not the word. Will. Or rather, is. Because, mind you, None of this is conjecture. It's the way things are, the way they'll continue to be.
Possibly.
You have quite a way with the insane, Doctor. And with my type of insanity.
But you're not insane.
Well, of course, that's quibbling. Now tell me, Doctor, since this is a prison hospital, I must take on some of the chores. I farm or something, don't I? Take on duties. It could be something like a brotherhood, can't it, Dr. Kenzie?
Mr. Carver, it can only be a hospital for the criminally insane, in which you do not belong. We cannot force you to have the operation, but believe me, I shall do everything in my power to make you change your mind.
I doubt if you'll be able to.
That remains to be seen, Mr. Carver. But you are not insane. And it is my duty to weed out the sane from the insane here. And I am a man who respects his duty. Good morning.
Dr. Kenzie leaves Peter Carver's room, thoughtful and anxious. What will be the result of Peter's determination? What will it do to Laura Lawton? Now, ladies, it's one thing to say that this or that way to clean will save you time. But it's something entirely different when we say, try Babbo. Compare it with any cleanser you've ever used. Let us know what you discover. And that's exactly what we did. Yes, we asked almost 6,000 housewives throughout the country to compare Babbo with ordinary cleansers, with the new cleansers too. To compare Babbo for speed, time saved, for safety, for economy. Here's what the women who took part in our survey said. Babbo, on the average, saved over 2 minutes in cleaning a wash basin, nearly 9 minutes in cleaning a refrigerator, over 4 minutes in cleaning a roaster. Total savings that average over 1/2 hour a day. Now remember, these are average savings. If you have a large household, think how Babbo can save you even more time. What's more, the women who reported voted, almost without exception, that Babbo is most economical. Over 99% said that Babbo is the safest. Now, the reason for this is simple. You see, 90% of your daily scouring is caused by grease. Babbo, unlike ordinary cleansers, was specifically created to dissolve grease. You simply wipe Babbo on, grease is dissolved. Dirt just wipes off. It's fast, easy, thorough. You're through in record time. Try it. Today, get Babbo. And be sure to ask for two of those beautiful new plastic Babbo can holders. One to beautify your bathroom, one to brighten up your kitchen. They come in four lovely colors, ruby red, seafoam green, antique ivory, and pastel blue. Lawton is from the original radio play by Ann Hummert and produced under her supervision. Dialogue by Elizabeth Todd. Ned Weaver plays Peter and Jan Miner plays Laura. Laura Lawton will be on the air at the same time tomorrow. Ron Rawson speaking and asking you to remember that Laura Lawton is brought to you by Babbo, the grease dissolving cleaner. Tune in tomorrow. And until then, keep kitchen and bathroom spotless the fast, easy way with Babbo. B-A-B-O. Here's how to keep drain pipes sanitized and free-flowing for less than a penny a week per drain. Get fast-acting Lycons at your grocer's. That's Lycons, L-Y-C-O-N-S. Empty a little down each drain. Just follow directions on the package. And the inside of that drain pipe will be clean as a whistle. But insist on the Lycons brand. It pours out freely with no waste and dissolves stoppage fast. It does not harm plumbing, and it's excellent for cleaning septic tanks. Get Lycons at your grocer's today. Be sure to tune in tomorrow morning to This is Nora Drake, heard over most of these stations. Thank you. is NBC, the national broadcasting company.